thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
A good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children. It comes from Proverbs 13, verse 22. The word inheritance is used 203 times in the Bible, so God must think it's important. Solomon writes, "A good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children." In the kingdoms of this world, your net worth is the sum total of all you own. But in God's kingdom, it's all about laying up treasures in heaven. Your net worth is more about what you've given away than what you've kept. What you don't share is lost forever, but what you put into God's hands becomes an eternal keepsake. Moses Montefiore was the first Jew to hold high office in London. He was knighted Sir Moses by Queen Victoria in 1837, the same year he was elected Sheriff of London. In later life, he became famous for his philanthropy. He made 7 trips to the Holy Land, the last at age 91. His love for the Holy Land was evidenced by his financing of a textile factory, a printing press, a windmill, and several agricultural colonies there. On his 100th birthday, the London Times devoted its editorials to his praise. He amassed a fortune through business ventures and real estate acquisitions. But when a reporter asked him about his net worth, he named a figure that was much less. "Surely your net worth must be more than that," the reporter said. So Moses replied, "You didn't ask me how much I own. You asked me how much I'm worth. So I calculated how much I have given to charity. We are worth only what we are willing to share with others." What's your net worth? In God's eyes, it's the sum total of all you have given away. That's a question to ask yourself from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.